Blog Talk Radio.
And they say if we'll only avoid any direct confrontation with the enemy, he'll forget his evil ways and learn to love us. All who oppose them are indicted as warmongers. They say we offer simple answers to complex problems. Well, perhaps there is a simple answer, not an easy answer.
I got that black on black skin tone, actual fact syndrome. That's why I dropped the jewel in every verse you heard me shit on. Okay, it's a Slumdog opera, the tale of a king whose name wasn't on the roster. My road to glory was road to perdition, and act two, the turn, is just the memoirs with no omissions. We came a mighty long way from standing near the stove in the cold, the greatest story ever told. The realest niggas see the pain in my storyboards. The true believers say, wallahi, I support the ball. My life feel like a highlight reel. This is lightning striking, feel how the zeitgeist feel. Get a slight chill.
I got these niggas breezy.
My swag is on 1.21 gigawatts, 10 trillion kilowatts, hardcore thriller pop, Michael Jackson, nigga rock. Google me, baby, understand where I'm coming from. My destiny's to hit a grand slam when my number comes. All hail the lyrical, grand wizard imperial. Niggas signed a dotted line with hope, that's a miracle. And I ain't lead the thugs alone. The humble and meek will surely inherit the mud we own and shoot up every club we clone.
Let that bitch breathe.
The flow is too atomic, the poetry's too Quranic. A young prophet Muhammad. And I could drop a verse to change the whole vibration, the whole rock nation, the whole live nation. So pour libation, beware but prepare for the polarization. It's the globalization. Warn all the clergymen and notify Satan. I've been waiting, it's the notarization. I've been patient.
I got these niggas breezy. Don't worry about it.
A thousand kisses to the haters cause they made me greater. A thousand wishes from a million slaves to raise a savior. A thousand visits to these dickheads at these major labels. From Big Daddy Kane to Big Daddy Kane and Abel. You pay a cost to be your boss, nigga. I paid the wage, a master both sides of the force. And plus I made my saber. Yes, sir. I'm a soldier of love. Drowning all my sorrows and woes in the club. My white boys say that shit you spit last year, bro, was like a real fine Merlot in the cashmere throw. Some black chicks say he ugly. White women, they love me. My Asians and my mommies don't put nothing above me. I call it as it happened, the art of quality rapping. One autobiographical chapter could start up the rapture. And even though I walk in the narrow valley of death, all I see is green pastures, bitches screaming from the rafters.
I got these niggas breezy. Don't worry about it.
Chucky Blaze in the building. Chucky Blaze in the building. NK Rapper.
What's up, everybody?
They can't hear you. He's trying to get in the mic. They can't hear you. They might hear some little background music, but you definitely have to have your phone to your face. Shout out to everybody out there listening online. We have no callers calling on the line just yet. But out there on the internet line, if you want to listen to me, it's 347-989-0202. Hit the one button if you want to talk to them, to the host. You know what I'm saying? This is a Freestyle Wednesday. I have no notes. I have nothing in front of me. I have no references to a show. I'm just going to go off the top of the dome, because when the information is already in you, pause. But you can do certain things like this. You can just pick anything in your mind, and if you're passionate about it, you can go. You know what I'm saying? You can just go. Hopefully everybody had a safe weekend. My shit was kind of boring. Did a lot. Whole bunch of nothing, really. But it was all to the good. You know what I'm saying? Seeing some people, seeing some faces. And it was awesome. All to the good. We're going to talk about, I guess I will talk about some Baltimore shit. You know what I'm saying? Since it's fresh on everybody's mind. I'll give you my take on it, whatever, but I really don't have too much to say about it, because the thing is, we'll talk about it. We'll definitely talk about it. Might talk from hip hop, because like we were supposed to do that last week. You know what I'm saying? And I guess the topic was what a nerd taking over hip hop. I guess I can definitely cover that a little bit, because I can get my take on it just a little bit and talk about it. And the nerds taking over hip hop, and it was the discussion. I wish he was here on the lines, and hopefully he will call in. But it was basically thing that hip hop is more technical right now. You know, back in the day, you had to go to the studio, you had to put up some time, put in some work, have some money, and invest into your actual craft. But now it seems to be a little bit easier to get on, to get popping, and you have a lot of people that really don't really know anything about music per se, but it's easier for them to make music. Really, you can just have some, turn it off. Like, this guy's in a studio trying to take, like, nigga, go upstairs if you want to listen to music. But, yeah, some technical guys got to start listening to computer music up in the studio, and they get it popping. Trying to get it on and popping. But, yeah, as far as this music thing, man, it's definitely easier for people to come to the table and make music now. As far as the networking and everything like that and getting your music directly to the consumer, it's actually easier now. You don't have to go and physically make flyers and all that thing. But the thing is, and this is what the nerd aspect of it, because you have a lot of technical dudes. And what I mean by technical dudes, they can go back and buy and listen to albums that a lot of you people don't really care to look up, because you're into the new stuff. But these new younger heads are going back, and they know some of these artists word for word. A lot of stuff that we didn't even grow up on, you know what I'm saying, they know. So they can come up to you, give you a hip-hop question, and you being an elder, now I can say an older person, I can't speak to you if you're like 35 and down. That doesn't really apply to you. But if you go up to a person that's, these guys is 19, they know more about the Beastie Boys than I do, and that's my era of hip-hop. Is because they can go back, they do their study, they know who produced record number one, and you know who the engineer was on song 11, and they're really technical, nerdy type dudes. Because a lot of us don't really care about that; we just care about the music. Here's where the problem comes in: with that same blogger type dude, it actually has the voice over a Kooji rap or a, I don't know, say if somebody's making a comeback, say somebody like a, I don't know, somebody from the Juice crew, say like a Granddaddy IU was making a comeback, and you know, this guy has no idea about, well, they know Granddaddy IU, but they don't know him. You know? But they can end up telling you, a guy that's a blogger, no matter whether we're being like an all hip-hop or whatever have you, they can tell you, being that that is the new media, is the internet, they can tell you what's hot and what's not. And if they're young, nerdy dudes, they can tell you the fate of a guy that we grew up on, with not even actually knowing about it, but actually knowing everything about them on a nerdy aspect, but don't even know their music. You know what I mean? I went to a Pete Rock concert not too long ago. You know what I mean? And like you would think there would be like older people there that actually grew up on Pete Rock. But no, there were younger white people there, and they were having a good time with the Pete Rock. And I was thinking, like, a lot of these people weren't even on Pete Rock's age bracket for them to even get in, you know, even for that vibe. But these are the new youngins that are going back and studying it. So it's like a double-edged sword, because it's good that they're going back, but I don't think they're old enough to speak on hip-hop, but to have an opinion if you didn't grow up in a certain era. Like, but it's, because it's still about the era you grew up in. You know? Freestyle thing is going all right. What do you say? Yeah, freestyle thing's going all right. But, you know, if, like I said, the information's in you, you can definitely do that. I definitely wanted to talk to the fellas for a second. I don't know how to put this to you, fellas. Let's see here, fellas, because this is going to be tough. I'm going to try to word it to a way, because I know I'm going to word it away, because I don't want to discourage the fellas. I don't want you guys to get discouraged on something. I feel as though that you need to do your due diligence on a lot of things, and I can say that maybe I'll save that for later also. You know what I'm saying? To tell you the truth, ladies and gents, this might actually, let's see something here. This might actually be an abbreviated show, because as much as I can freestyle, I just don't like it, because I like to have reference points, but I do have reference points in my mind. But yeah, but real quick, like, here's what I'll do. Let me go into wow. Because don't believe me, I'm not fluttered whatsoever. It's just that where I want to open it up at. So let me go ahead. Throw in a tune real quick. Shout out to my man G Money. I'm gonna throw in this tune and I'll be right back at you up at Smoke Radio.
I swear I might crash. I swear I might crash. I'm all about the money. I'm all about the cash. Always stand tall. Never on my ass. Living life fast. I swear I might crash. 200 on the dash. Where am I?
The money.
money, I'm riding in something foreign.
Yeah.
Bad bitch with me.
Okay.
Danny bitch look foreign. Got the plug on the other line. And he foreign. Got me playing with all these racks. Got me balling, nigga, I'm scoring. Got 200 on my dash. 100 racks in my stash. 20 on me in cash. Bitch, I stand tall for my bands. I be flexing.
Flex.
Whip game be insane. See my ice game too cold. I be freezing up the whole brain. I just want the fame and fortune. Not all, I just want a portion. You can have them Panamera portions. I just want endorsements. I'm balling off street money. No deal, got street money. I'm living life fast.
I swear I might crash.
Bitch,
I'm all about the money. I'm all about the cash. Always stand tall, never on my ass. Living life fast. I swear I might crash. 200 on a dash. I swear I might crash.
I'm gone. I'm gone. Yeah, I'm gone. I'm gone.
I swear I might crash.
I'm gone. I'm gone. Yeah, I'm gone. I'm gone.
I swear I might crash.
Fame and fortune, fame and fortune. For fame, I just want the fortune. Fully auto driving Porsches and all my bitches, they foreign. Yeah, all my niggas, they ballin'. Ballin' just like they Jordan. My jewelry is stay fast and them cameras just keep recording. My life is just like a movie, surrounded by all these groupies. Gotta get it how you live. I'm winning, I'm never losing. Got a bad bitch with me and I'm driving something foreign. Swear it's all about the money, I just want the fame and fortune. I'm the realest nigga living, other niggas ain't important. Fuck the cost, cause I'm a boss. Man, you know we can't afford it. Fame and fortune, yeah, I want some fame and fortune. So I ate a fortune cookie and it told me keep on pushing.
Back, man. Shout out to my man G Money. Had to go into a little quick break. You know what I'm saying? Had to pull a little something up because this is something I definitely wanted the people to hear. You know what I'm saying? And because, like I said before, there's a lot of things that I was discussing that are starting to become popular now, especially in the mainstream media as far as FEMA cams and, you know, Big Brother is watching and all these types of concepts that what people would call me a kook back, you know, back in the day, but now it's becoming mainstream media. And I definitely would like for you guys to hear somebody saying right now, my phone is acting insane, everything's acting up, but everything is cool. But let me go to this clip. It's the homie Ice-T from the Ice-T podcast, and you'll see where the brother's coming from. Up and Smoke Radio, Ice-T, check him out.
I think people, you know, underestimate, you know, the government's capabilities. I mean, you know. Motherfucker, you think that's something? What yeah. about the shit we don't know about, man?
Exactly.
That we don't have access to. You know what I mean?
Speaking on the government, you know GPS, right? That's something that's in the cars now, and we all got. You know, I was doing some research on GPS, and I found out that during Clinton's administration, they activated it. Mm-hmm. Now, prior to that, the GPS was really created for the military,
mm-hmm.
and before he activated it. There was GPS, but it would put you within 100 yards of something. It wasn't as pinpoint.
Right.
He hit some switch, and that shit went to where it almost knows how to the. You know, when you pull up on a corner, it knows exactly.
Yeah. When we pulled up here, it said your destination is
yeah.
on the right.
Yeah. to a foot.
To the gate.
We could. Like you could press satellite
yeah.
and actually see where you at.
And with the GPS-guided missile, they can land it right in your ass crack
uh-huh.
from outer space. Right, because it's going to guide just like that same GPS thing is. So if they, it's you said it. what do they have?
A big ass camera up in the fucking sky, looking down, taking pictures of everything and everybody, and they connected each other. One
person
fucking
of interest,
satellite
baby.
Feeds off. That's what gives us our communications network, man. That's how the fuck we talk to people on the phone, man. It's one
person
thing,
of interest,
you know what I mean?
Baby. It's being showed all over. Those cameras is everywhere. That's GPS.
Everywhere.
GPS,
and that's,
period, B.
You know,
GPS
the satellite controlling.
Cameras?
No, the satellite is controlling.
But the satellite brings
the
it in.
Images.
That is the GPS. It gets you where you're going.
Right.
And then when you looking in your, you ride in your car, what are you seeing when it's telling you make a left, make a right? Is that a camera, sir?
No, you're looking at a fake map that's on the ground.
A Google map.
It's a map.
Well, that's Mictionary shit, man. That's my shit.
No, you can tap into a satellite
that can show us this house
and show us where
Google,
we are right
Google,
now.
Google.
Google Earth.
Google.
Yeah, and that's from outer space.
Nah, that's Google.
Mm-hmm. And that's crazy.
And that's a camera. That's crazy.
I just think Kaz said it basically. If that's all we know about, imagine what they got. And if he could hit the switch and make it pop up right on your ass, they can hit the switch and make GPS not work.
Exactly. That shit right now.
And there was a special switch that turned it on for the public. It was already on for the...
Right.
The one right here for the military.
Uh-huh.
The one right here for the public. He turned the public on. And that allowed all these things to work for us.
Well,
and,
see, when they take it to another level, then okay, let them get that because we up here now.
They can
let them get that.
Yeah, we got the small part.
Fucking leagues ahead of what we have.
Leagues and bounds ahead of us.
The next level is the drones. The drone shit. If you get hip to the drone game, we could be sitting right here. A nigga could just float a drone right outside the window.
Yeah, but I think that's the dumbest shit that they doing with them drones. It's fucking with airplanes and everything, dog. It can cause crash, airplane, just throwing up shit, just being in the way. You see that? That's annoying. Now you're talking about doing it with your
Amazon
wants to deliver your package through drones.
With drones?
It's ridiculous, man.
Dude.
Listen, basically,
shooting them shits out the sky, man. Getting your packages, man.
Never say never.
You know what we're getting? We're getting the Jetsons in 2015.
It's a carrier pigeon.
Yeah,
listen,
basically.
Listen. Quincy Jones taught me the best game I ever got. There's no way you're going to stop the future, man. You could sit up and say, oh, man, that's whack. That's not happening. If they got plans
doing
on doing it, it's going to happen.
And whatever you thought was cool or you was going to stick with that, they're going to make that shit obsolete.
Yeah.
So you got to move on. You got to move up to the next shit.
I always tell people, what happened to Kodak? Picture me with a Kodak.
You know what happened to it? Cell phones came along.
Digital photos. Who would ever think something as elementary as getting film developed would be obsolete? There is nowhere, like, you have to go, if you say you have a roll of film, man, you might have to travel 20 minutes in New York to find a place that develops film. They've been looking at you crazy, like, what are you doing?
They phasing all that shit.
The internet,
you
go ahead and put a picture in there and put you some damn photo paper in there and make your own picture in there.
You know, also, the Xboxes and PlayStation was a big controversy about them because the Xbox can stay on at all times, and it actually, you can talk to it and tell it to come on. So people would like...
What, a new Xbox?
Yeah,
the Xbox One.
Meaning a motherfucker got a live mic in your house. So there's a lot...
And an eye.
Yeah.
And a camera, because if you can see yourself, they can see you. And when your shit is off, that shit is still on.
They still can see you.
Right. So people can look right into your living room.
We just segued from gaming into technology and how crazy shit is, but this is a good topic. You know, when, like I always tell you, what we call this is building. You know, when brothers start talking and you start building, everybody wins, you know. And I watched a thing on television where they show people that can actually turn the camera on in your iPad, turn it on.
He just said that. He said it'll still be on even when you think you turned it off. It can be on.
No, I'm not talking about the Xbox.
No, that was the Xbox.
I'm talking about your iPad.
I'm talking about the computer.
Right.
Turn this on.
It's on.
You won't see a light.
Right. And they can still see.
And hear. And they can turn the mic on that phone on and leave the phone looking like it's off. So, you know, here's what I predict. This is my next prediction, and I've said it before, but this is what I think. Okay. You know how the phone is a GPS device right now. You can go out and use it. So So that basically means once I turn this phone on, it knows where I am, right? I believe the cops can find this phone.
Sure they can.
With the not where it pinged off of, where I am. If they know this is my phone number, they can find it. Once that technology becomes something readily available, the hackers will get it. Once the hackers get it, they're going to release that to the public. And at that minute, anybody who has a phone will be able to be followed by anybody. By me just having your phone number, I'll be able to pinpoint you. Now, think about that for women. Think about that for stalkers. Think of people are going to be taking the batteries out of their phones because in very soon, people are going to be able to find you. I'm talking about seriously find you if your phone is on.
Ice, mm-hmm. People can do that right now.
They can do that now, Ice. I mean,
you can do that right now.
The book that we have with Mirror Image.
You can do that right now.
Well, pause.
The book we got with Mirror Image, we did that in that book. One of the books that you have out right now. We talked about that. We let it be known. That book called Mirror Image, your book?
Yes.
That's in there right now.
I think I should know. I wrote that.
Yeah, but you're saying it's gonna be done. It's done.
No, not
for the public.
My wife would know where I'm at. All she got to do is put something in my location to pop up. You can go on
right now.
Go on Facebook and it'll tell you where you're at.
But someone else can find out where your phone
uh-huh.
is.
Uh huh.
Yes,
I can locate my phone. Just go get an app.
But I'm saying, but you want to locate it. If I just have, let's say, Mike's number, can I find him right now? Is there something in the internet that allow me to locate him to where he's sitting right now?
Well, you need an app. Like, you can't just go to your phone and say, where's Mike?
Is there
an app?
There's an app.
Okay, so basically, so all the hackers would have to do is load the app into your phone, and that's basically like boosting its GPS.
Exactly.
Things.
Yeah.
Listen. Shit's getting pretty hectic. That's all I got to say.
You don't go
and
no
you know what? This was
cell
the,
phone.
This is what I'm. That was my point.
Right.
In a minute, people are going to realize that these phones are tracking devices.
Exactly.
And want to.
And you ain't going to want no cell phone
exactly.
after a while.
Listen, every time I do something on this motherfucking phone, I'll be like, damn, they got that too. You know what I mean? Because you can't escape it. There's no defense. You would have to be a hacker yourself,
right?
And to be able to
delete it out,
exactly, to keep somebody from being able to hack you or get into your shit, because you know how that shit works. But the average person out here, man, they listening to your thing, they watching your pictures, your video, everything you do on your phone. People can get into it. Right?
Well, you know that segment started out as games, but the technology out there right now is not a game.
It ain't a game.
And that was games.
Some ass up May 31st, man. Yeah.